Today we're doing a This Day in History, March 19th, 1987. Jim Baker resigned as the host of the PTL Club.
PTL, baby. I used to go there a lot.
To the PTL Club?
Oh, yeah, because it was close to Charlotte.
Were you part of the sex scandal?
No.
Okay, great.
I wish. But no, I wasn't.
1979, the most boring thing on Earth was launched. C-SPAN.
Oh.
Lastly, we will do a Frank Sinatra Mount Rushmore, my favorite artist. I just picture myself in like black and white. I mean like there's a black and white filter on my body.
Yeah, yeah.
And the man is Frank Sinatra. The summer wind.
Piano.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Can't go wrong.
That melody. So welcome back to the Twerk. Yes. Epic.
Yes.
Show.
Yeah.
New and improved post-skills trap.
Yep. Derek,
are you... Man, he left.
Derek.
He was only... Oh, man. Oh, well.
Yep.
Back to the good stuff.
Back in Arizona. Back to the good stuff.
Dude.
Yeah.
Let's talk about last week. That was...
Yeah. This is Super Bowl Monday.
Yeah.
So...
That was another thing that, like, a couple days ago, I was like, well, dang, I got to get ready for another episode. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a lot of work to put into the Gilstrap episode.
No off season here, folks.
So, like you said last night.
Except for the summer.
We had our Super Bowl, but the season still continues.
Mm-hmm.
But we were very, that was such a fun thing. And we're here to confirm that our friendship with Gilstrap is long-term, long-lasting.
Yeah.
We've been talking a lot.
Got a good friend out of it, man.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's into a lot of the same stuff we're into.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
we're going to do an awesome in-person interview
yep
with him and maybe others.
Oh, we'll you keep, don't say, yeah, huh?
We'll keep that on the DL for now. But
yeah.
Good stuff happened.
Yeah.
Good stuff happened.
Absolutely. Gilstrap was here. Yeah. I still can't believe it.
I know.
I'm still 95%. Sure, that didn't happen.
You should be 96 by now.
95.5 to beat.
Well,
ATU.
For those who watched it and supported us, we just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
It was a big deal for us.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big milestone. We were both super emotional the day that it came out. And
it was.
I made it like an event, like it was like the national championship or something.
Right.
Made a fire outside.
It kind of was, though.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So,
it was a good time, man.
By the way, there's a bag down there. What is that?
Oh, that's nothing.
Huh? Nothing.
It's nothing. No, it is a bag.
It's flashy.
This past weekend, I went to Cleveland, Ohio, which houses the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That's where I got this bag.
Nice.
Long live rock.
I like it.
And that's it. I'm just kidding. No. I got you a gift while I was up there because you...
What a sweetie.
You don't know, by now anyway, Jeremy is a rock guy.
Rock guy. Oh, dude. Absolutely.
I almost said rock goddess, but that's not it. Oh, what am I doing? I'm opening your present. So this.
I need to open.
This is for you.
Okay. All right.
Enjoy.
It is a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Feel like I must throw it too, since
right.
Okay, I'm gonna see it first before I show the camera. Oh, that's badass,
right?
Yeah,
pretty cool, right?
Yes. So just set for the podcast. It basically says Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and like when it was established.
But uh-huh.
It's this cool like almost army green beige.
Yeah, a little bit military arm or grade.
I love it.
Perfect, color,
perfect size,
sweet. Yeah,
appreciate
I figured.
It, dude. I had to.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, you did.
Dude.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, man.
You're welcome. Really do like that, and I will wear it.
I know you grew up with Skynyrd and mostly Southern Rock.
Skynyrd was my big thing, or at least that's how I learned to play guitar.
Yeah.
So oftentimes.
Big influence.
If I play Skinner, I sound just like Skinner. Mm-hmm. If I play someone else, I sometimes sound like Skinner. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but, it's your roots, though, man.
It's my roots. But I grew up on them and Zeppelin and the mm-hmm. Eagles and
yeah,
just like whatever my mom and dad listened to. And boy, yeah. did they have great music taste.
And I'll send you some pics and stuff like that. But
yeah, because when I went, I couldn't take pictures. I went like...
That's right.
Oh, my God. I went so, so long ago, like 2005 or something.
Wow.
So
dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, they rotate stuff in and out. So I was looking for this big, huge, speaking of Zeppelin, I was looking for this big hall of yeah. Zeppelin stuff. They have one bass guitar there, and it was John Paul Jones.
One?
One. That's the only thing they have there.
Wow.
This the lady there that was telling us, because we were like... I was like, where's all the Zeppelin stuff? They're just like, yeah, John Paul Jones, that's it.
Yeah.
And she's like, they had a big display here several years ago, but it's been gone since then.
Wow.
So, but Beatles had a huge...
course.
Yeah, they had a whole section to themselves. Jimi Hendrix had a section to himself, and which was pretty cool. And then you go to the very top, which is the sixth floor of Hard Rock, and only, you know, because it comes up to a point. It's
yeah.
like a big pyramid. And you come to the point, and there's only four displays. And
wait, did you accidentally go to the Hard Rock in Myrtle Beach?
Oh, dang it. I feel so embarrassed.
I'm actually proud of that joke. I obviously know you went to the real Rock and Roll right. Hall of Fame, but like...
Which was by a body of water.
Yeah.
It was right next to Lake Erie, so which was very, very cool.
Anyway, sorry.
So at the top of it, go up the spiral staircase, and there's four different displays. One was a dude where it was like it, where distortion. That was basically the first, you know, where distortion was like, oh, this is what it sounds like, yeah. basically. And so he had, I can't remember the dude's name, had his display. They had a display of the Nine Inch Nails, 94 Woodstock, which that opener was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they had the keyboard, and they were all like covered in mud and all that stuff. So they had the keyboard that was on the stage then. And I was like, that's cool. And then he was had a mannequin of him spinning around in circles up in the truss area.
Yeah.
And then of course they had Eddie Van Halen and his three guitars and his big rig.
I want to do a Rushmore. I don't know if we should do Van Halen or if we should do Eddie Van Halen or we should just do both. I think we should do both.
Yeah.
You know, like Van Halen, and then we do like Eddie Van Halen guitar solos.
Gotcha.
You know, something like that.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Because someone commented on our Keith Urban one that was like, dude, you guys should do a Rushmore of his solos. And I was like, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really cool idea.
Yeah. So, but it was, yeah, it was cool. They had, I mean, a big place, obviously. Yeah. So, and they had their hip-hop section, which was very, very cool. And they had Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
And his wardrobe that he wore at one of the award shows. And I was a big dude.
Yeah.
A very big dude.
Yeah.
But it was, all that stuff was cool. So, but that's what that's I did awesome. In Cleveland this past weekend. So
very cool, man.
It was awesome.
Very cool. So, well, probably a good segue because you mentioned Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
History.
Mm.
How about a little This Day in History?
Oh, okay.
Wow. So March 19th, which by the way, I'm still, we're, you know, if you've noticed, we're still trying to figure out what day we want to post.
Yeah.
Cause I like the Monday.
Seemed to work last night.
But Tuesday makes sense too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But today we're going to do history from a Tuesday, which is March 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on when you listen, if you're listening, if we end up posting on Monday, just know this is for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, the date is for tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, for sure. You don't have to watch it tomorrow. You can watch it now.
Whenever you want.
Yeah. Whenever.
Just watch.
Yeah. Watch for later. You can save it.
Yeah.
If you want to keep it
for later.
To date.
Now.
Then watch it tomorrow.
Now and later.
Oh.
Wait, is the candy now or later or now and later?
Now and later.
And. Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. All right. So this day in history, March 19th.
Yummy.
1953.
I want candy now.
The first Academy Awards. I put the S on there.
Yeah.
They were broadcast on NBC. And I bet you they were 100% less cringy.
Yeah.
I can't even watch award shows anymore. Have you tried?
Nope.
They're rough.
Nope. I know the Oscars was on Sunday night and...
Oh, I didn't even know this.
Didn't even watch.
That makes sense why I've seen celebrities in dresses.
Oh,
like
there you go.
Those fancy Titanic dresses.
Now, I will watch...
You wear a nice dress for two reasons. The Oscars or dying on the Titanic.
Mm. There you go. Go ahead. And the band keeps playing, which is nice. I will... Go watch Robert Downey Jr. because he won Best Supporting Actor.
Okay.
So that guy's awesome.
What was that for?
For Oppenheimer.
Oh, dude, I still haven't seen that. I need to watch that.
It's a good one.
I need to watch that.
It's a long one.
It's long.
But it's good.
That's probably why I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I got you.
But I could watch it over two nights. I don't have to watch it in the same night.
Yeah. You know? like this show. You can watch this one night and then...
I just love how overly supportive you were just then.
Yeah.
You're like, sure.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, man. All right.
I got your back.
1955. Bruce Willis was born.
Marty goes back in time. Huh? Oh.
Not on March 19th.
No. Right? It was October.
Bruce Willis was born.
Oh, wow.
All right. Which is, sad now that he can't really, do movies anymore with this. I don't remember what his... brain condition is or whatever.
Oh yeah. What's the disease called? I can't remember.
I don't either. But
I'll say the wrong thing and
this dude was action star elite.
Yeah.
Something about him, he was so believable.
Uh-huh.
With his like not just Die Hard, but like anything he was in.
Yeah.
If he was supposed to be like the BA in the movie, like you believed it.
Yeah. Especially post Die Hard for sure.
Yeah.
Because funny you bring that up. No, before Die Hard, he was known as the moonlighting guy. He was the comedian.
Really?
And because he was in the drama with...
Dang.
God, her name is just...
Glenn Close.
No.
Emma Stone.
Close, but no Glenn. But he was in Moonlighting, and when they showed... the preview for Die Hard, and it was starring Bruce Willis, the audience laughed.
Wow.
They were like, this guy can't play an action star. He's a part of a rom-com. Ongoing series, by the way.
So he had like TV. Matthew McConaughey syndrome.
Basically.
Because obviously Matthew McConaughey got out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying for a while he could not. He couldn't break.
Right.
Because they just thought he was the... guy with his shirt off on a rom-com.
Right, But everybody knew him as Moonlighting Guy, and then all of a sudden Die Hard comes out, and they're like, oh, he's kind of a BA.
Yeah, very much.
And has been that way ever since.
Yeah, so. he is very believable.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1957, Elvis Presley puts down a down payment on Graceland.
Oh, wow.
Which you and I have both been to.
Yes, we have. At the same time,
I thought like some people they don't think it's that impressive or whatever, but I did. I mean, you have to put things in context of when it was built,
right?
But I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
And there's so many people that visit Graceland like every single like. Mm-hmm. Let's look that up. How many?
Elvis had his own wing too in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
had his motorcycle.
Okay. 500,000 visitors each year visit Graceland.
Wow.
Like, what on earth?
Almost as big as our YouTube channel.
Almost. Almost. But it was, I mean, I think it's cool. I've been there. I actually think I've been there 3 times, but I definitely went there with you once.
Yeah.
And
that's the only time I went.
I like that he had his own designs and stuff. It's very, some of the design was very unique, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But,
yeah, when I was walking through the Hall of Fame, I was like, man, I want to go back to Graceland.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go back there. That'd be cool.
And just like it's hard to imagine too, because it's such a busy city intersection now.
Oh yeah.
But before, like, that's not what it was before. I mean, he just lived
right
out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. That's why I built it out there.
I think it's like 13 acres or something like that.
Yeah.
So again, it's just sometimes hard. I've often thought this about movies too. Like, you watch Godfather for the first time, and some people watch it and go, I don't think that was that good.
Right.
And it's because we've had so many great movies since then that have copied, you know, those kind of storylines. But you have to imagine, what would this have been like in 1977? Like, when it, I think it was 1977.
Something like that, yeah.
When it was released.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to put yourself there and go, dude, I can't imagine.
Yeah, mind blowing.
So
especially like the same shots, you know, they don't break away from camera or whatever.
Yeah,
like the opening scene.
Yeah,
that whole pullback, and that dude just keeps going, and it was basically a monologue.
It was,
and I was like, wow, the camera didn't break until like a minute and a half later. It was ridiculous.
The movie is it's fantastic.
You watch that movie, and you're like, that's where that comes from?
Yeah.
That's where that comes
exactly,
from?
Exactly, yeah.
That's multiple times, yeah. Too.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that was very good.
Thank you. I just stay like that the whole time.
That was pretty quick. 1962.
Yeah.
Actually, sorry. That impression is kind of similar to this next guy.
Oh.
1962, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Debuted his self-titled album, Bob Dylan.
Oh, nice.
Do you have a Bob Dylan?
I mean, you know who does?
Who?
Chris Morgan.
Really?
See, he's got a good one. Jimmy Fallon. He's got a good one.
I'm out here 1,000 miles from my home.
I'm out here 1,000 miles from my home.
Walking a road other men have gone down.
That's awesome.
He also,
I'm seeing your world.
So this is an original song, but he also covered the Man of Constant Sorrow.
Oh, nice.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days.
That's cool.
For a lot of people, Bob Dylan is an acquired taste.
Very.
But for me, I think I've always loved it because my dad did.
Oh, okay.
And my dad was like huge Bob Dylan fan, so yeah. Like for me,
yeah,
I didn't have to get over the bad singing and
right.
Like,
yeah,
I just thought it was cool because my dad thought it was cool.
Mm-hmm. My parents were big on Elvis.
Yeah,
so Elvis was played a lot around the house. So,
1979, the most boring thing on earth was launched. C-SPAN.
Oh,
I don't know if you've ever tried to watch C-SPAN.
24 hours of that mess.
I'm a dude that I read a newspaper every day.
Yeah.
I'm interested in things like this.
Yeah.
And I can't watch C-SPAN.
Yeah.
I mean, it is god awful boring.
Yeah. It blocks the old part of your brain where it just goes, well, time to do something else.
Yeah.
And just like shuts off and
yeah.
What else is on? Oh, cool. Telemundo.
Yeah.
Can't understand it, but I watch this instead.
It's far more interesting. I mean, yeah. So yeah, 1979, the most boring thing on earth was launched. C-SPAN.
There you go.
Lastly,
fact.
1987, Jim Baker resigned as the host of the PTL Club.
PTL, baby. I used to go there a lot.
To the PTL Club?
Oh, yeah, because it was close to Charlotte.
Were you part of the sex scandal?
No.
Okay, great.
I wish. But no, I wasn't. I was.
He is definitely kidding everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we used to go there during the Christmas because they decorate the whole place, you know, and it was It was cool as a kid anyway, because I was like, there's a lot of Christmas lights and you got to drive through and all that stuff. So, but yeah, Jim Baker, that was a huge, huge ordeal, man. That was crazy. But we lived in Charlotte and PTL was like right over the border in South Carolina, and it wasn't far. So we went there all the time. Yeah. So especially during Christmas, but
well,
PTL Heritage USA.
That'll pretty much wrap it up.
Yep. There's my bow.
I'd like to give a shout out to Cannon. What?
You were real country there.
Well,
I'd like to.
I'd sure enough like to do this real quick like.
Real quick like.
Here directly. My papa used to say that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Here directly. I'm going to go outside and get in that shovel. We didn't mention Clint. I wasn't sure if I should, just because, with Gilstrap and us, getting, I didn't know what the advertising situation would be,
Oh, okay.
So, since he does support the show. So
he does.
I did send it to him. Hopefully he'll watch it. But Cannon Plumbing, amazing. He actually came over to my house last week to fix
your toilet?
The toilet. Yeah. And,
nice.
And the shower, because my brother's coming over soon, and we want the guest bedroom to have a bathroom.
Yeah, so, nice.
He's the best, and
yeah, he is.
I think you should call him right now. Even if you don't have a plumbing issue, just call him.
Yep, exactly. Fix your sh...
And now, maybe the hardest Rushmore that we have ever had to do...
I got to pull up my list because I really don't remember.
Oh, today's Rushmore is Mr. Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra.
Oh, my gosh. The chairman himself.
I have to say, I'm not going to speak for you, but I will speak for myself.
Uh-huh.
He is my favorite artist.
Mm.
You're right. I am a rock guy.
Yeah,
I am all about rock and roll. But Frank takes the cake.
Yeah.
Frank Sinatra is my favorite artist of all time. Mm. Therefore, kind of like what we said with Billy Joel, but you know how Billy Joel, we were like, pick a song.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I think Frank does have some bad songs.
Yeah.
I also think Frank has some songs that aren't as good.
Yeah.
But Frank also didn't write songs.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
What I will say is, but there are so many choices to pick between.
Yep.
And I am very, I don't know. I'm not that confident in my list.
Okay.
Because
it's what my list is definitely interchangeable.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. I have,
it's a lot of stuff, man. A lot of good stuff.
I have 355 honorable mentions
on your list. All right. Start the tape over.
Yeah, exactly. If you're down, I do want to try.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm down.
Okay.
I do have my top four, and I'm sticking to it.
You said, too, that
I think
Frank was the voice, and I think you either read one of the books or two of the books. I can't remember.
I read one of them, yeah.
There's a two-series book, and they're both like 800 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one's called The Voice. And that is, Frank before the 50s, essentially.
Right.
And then there's a second book called The Chairman.
Mm.
And that's more the Frank Sinatra that we all know.
Right.
I read The Voice.
Okay.
And I think you read The Chairman.
I read The Chairman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need to read that one.
Really good.
Fun fact. Two of them two on my list come from The Voice era.
Oh, okay.
And two of them come from The Chairman era.
Okay.
But
all right.
I guess let's do this.
Yeah, I guess so.
So we're going to do 4, 3, 2
mm-hmm.
honorable mentions, and then our number one.
You got him pulled up, or are we going to get in trouble for playing
No,
this?
We're going to get dinged.
Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for responding so well to these segments.
Very cool.
We did the Keith Urban Rushmore that did well.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Joel one went well. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been playing music professionally for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we do music stuff?
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for responding well to it, because we're going to keep doing it because it's super fun for us.
Yep.
All right. Sir Cooley.
All right.
Hit me right in the face.
Piano Man. I'm just kidding. That was the other one.
Party in the USA.
Yeah. Are we going to do a Miley Cyrus? I already know what my number one is for Miley.
The Climb.
Yep.
It's the Climb.
All right, back to Frank.
Yeah.
Let's focus.
Dude, by the way,
he's
the smoothest dude.
Ever.
He was the smoothest. All right.
It makes me want to smoke cigarettes, but I don't.
Yeah.
Number four for Frank Sinatra. I've Got the World on a String.
Oh, great song.
That, and also, pretty much all of these songs, they have to have a certain horn line. Well, not certain horn line, but just a great band with him.
Do you want the typical, like, studio recording? Or is there a specific? Okay.
Yeah, no, nothing live for mine.
Okay.
So even though his live stuff is ridiculous.
Woo-hoo! Frank.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
Double rainbow.
Got the string around my finger.
I can never sing alone.
What a world.
Yeah, I know. I can't sing alone.
What a life. I'm in love.
All right. We need to talk about this. Yes. We need to talk about this. Bring back the horns.
Oh, yeah.
Why did we get rid of horns?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
Obviously, in the 80s, Chicago and some of these bands were trying.
Yeah, yeah.
But and I'm an electric guitar player.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the guitar, but I think the guitar killed the horns.
Yeah.
And the saxophone and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, bring it back.
Yeah.
There's
for
so
sure.
much. It's like a whole different personality.
Yeah.
And dynamic.
Well, it's a great add-on, because when I play with A-Town, sometimes we don't have horns. It's just like the package deal that the client gets or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just the seven of us. But if they want horns, it's obvious an ad. But when they do, it changes our game.
Completely.
Dramatically, bro.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff that they do that that's just on top of it. Especially if you have a good horn line, we're like, hey, take the reins.
Yeah.
You guys they normally have a leader, you know, if there's three of them anyway, mm-hmm. they're just like, they follow this one dude. They're just like, hey, let's do this, play over. And they figure that stuff out. Almost said the S word. They figure that stuff out because I'm so excited.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the one.
Okay.
But they figure all that out on the spot.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, 9 times out of 10, it is so good. And especially when we have three.
Yeah.
And then, you know, because we have horns on the track or whatever, but sometimes that doesn't, I mean, all the time, basically, I don't cut it.
No.
When you have live horns, there's something about
it. Well, I was going to say that. Like, well, first and foremost, I said I was a guitar player. Nate is a professional drummer
mm-hmm.
and a very, 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 very good one. So that's the context there. With the horns, you're right, with the live horns, I think it has everything to do with dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so I feel like a lot of instruments, a bass, even a guitar, when you strum it, it kind of sounds the same. Like,
yeah,
you can strum it with a little more velocity.
Sure, yeah.
And you can, like, break up the tubes in the amp or something.
Yeah.
But with a horn section,
mm-hmm.
they can be real quiet. Mm-hmm. And then they can get just real freaking loud.
And they can mute as
it's,
well.
It's almost
it's a whole different
like,
sound.
It's almost like a drum set.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about the dynamic of like, you can be here.
Yeah.
And then you go, bah, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like,
yep.
You can't do that on guitar. You
nope.
can't do that on bass.
Nope.
Only, honestly, not even piano.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's almost like a drum set.
Oh, yeah.
The horn section.
For sure.
I think that's what makes it just so large.
Yeah. And the horn has been around for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And it hasn't changed. I mean, you have like new stuff or whatever, but as far as like the actual, you know, trumpet or trombone.
Yeah.
It hasn't been changed over years.
Yeah.
There's a reason why, because it's great and it's solid. So,
well. Time for my number four?
Yes, sir.
That was a fun one. Mm. All right. Mine is from the Columbia years. So this is the the voice, the early Sinatra.
Got it.
And this song is called 5 Minutes More.
Mm.
Do you know this song?
This is from Cycles, is it?
Dear, the sea.
I don't know the actual. It's very old.
Oh, wait. This is way in the beginning.
Yeah. So let me get to the.
We had so unpacked and insisted it was late.
Ready? Right here.
Give me 5 minutes more. Only 5 minutes more. Let me stay. Let me stay.
Come on, man. Frank.
So good.
What are you doing to us?
I know, right?
Am I begging for only
I just picture myself in like black and white. I don't mean, I mean like there's a black and white filter on my body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have no color. Like I just, yeah. I picture myself in this like, I don't know.
By the way, I think that's what you should do. Just put a filter on that every time you play a music. Every time you play Frank, we just turn black and white. It's kind of like Cowboy JT, but it's Frank.
You just feel like
put a filter.
Yeah.
Black anyway, and white, put a filter.
Obviously,
done.
Not your typical Frank choice, but
yeah,
dude. I every time
and smooth though, man.
Every time this comes on, I do not skip it, and that's how I know it's like one of my favorites. I just and it's just he's just talking about like. He's in love with this girl. It's like, dude, give me 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Give me 5 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 5 minutes more. Only five.
Yeah.
Anyway. Cool. What's that? Yeah.
What?
Okay.
Just kidding.
All right. Number Trace.
Frank never cheated.
You did not read that book.
Nope.
what's your number three?
Number three is in a movie ramp this up. Ooh. You Make Me Feel So Young.
Oh yes. Yes.
Play it again, Sam. I don't know why it's always Sam for me. I don't know.
Woo! Horn section.
You make me feel so young.
Woo! Come on.
You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
I don't know how, I just, like I said, it's hard for me to sing along with him. He chooses his own, because every time, he'll extend notes and bend them, and he comes in on different rhythms and.
Especially live, man. Like, I was like, oh, he missed his line. Oh, no, there he is.
Yeah.
It's like, just comes in later.
And it's like, how can he do that? And still, it sounds like it was on purpose. Not, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
He's,
that, and well, I mentioned the film.
The moment that you speak.
Elf.
Yeah.
I want to go play hide and seek.
Not his version, but.
I want to go and bounce the moon. Just like a toy.
Who cares?
Balloon.
Who gives a S?
No, just in case it's on your list, I didn't want to say it.
Oh, gotcha.
But there's another song in that movie that is not his version. But
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. No, it's not on my list.
Okay. Pennies from Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it. That is on my list. I'm just kidding.
Dang, man. You screwed me. That's a great one.
And no, it's not on my list.
By the way, both of the ones,
it's on honorable,
your though. 4 and your 3. They started on my Rushmore.
Oh, really?
And I had to, okay. Like, as I was building it, I had to.
That's cool.
But, like, they're both.
It's better when we, as you know, because we're always going to match up either one song or whatever. But
yeah.
It's like.
It's been extremely rare.
Although this list doesn't look like we're going to.
Maybe not.
Match up. I'm not sure.
So, I got another one.
What was I going to? Oh! Play that for your wedding. When you walked out,
that's right.
You and the bride walked out,
and
that moment
that was cool.
Never forget that, bro.
And I like looked back at you and pointed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
that was special. Yeah, Cooley was the DJ in my wedding.
And then then I kicked Sarah Carter out of the car, and we went to the hotel that night.
No, we didn't. Although the reason you became my DJ was because.
I was cheap.
You grabbed the music. We were on a yacht, like someone's dad's yacht.
Yep.
And
it was Nicole's.
Yeah. You started like playing music and pretending to be a DJ because we had the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave yourself your own self props.
I did.
You were just like, everybody give it up for DJ Kool-Aid. And I was like, all right, that guy's doing my wedding.
And people cheered.
Yes.
They fell for it.
So my number three is, again, from the Columbia years,
okay.
The Voice.
Nice. That's
my last one from that sort of old school Frank.
Yeah.
But new school Frank sang the song. So it's called I've Got a Crush on You.
Mm.
You know this one?
I think so.
How glad the many millions of Annabelles and Lillians would be.
So that's not the version I love. This is the version I love. It's from Sinatra at the Sands.
Oh, okay. I've definitely heard this version.
But then he gets to the hook.
How I won you, I shall never know. It's nothing to view.
Here we go.
I love the clanking of the
shiny. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie, all the day and night.
There's a part
room 103.
Hear me, sigh. I never had the least.
He does this thing where he's like, fight, 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 fight.
Or a lovely cottage that we could share. Fight, 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 fight.
There it is.
The world will part.
Anyway, both of those are two like pretty slow songs, but every time they're on, I listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're so smooth.
Yeah.
All right.
That's smooth.
Number two.
Frank's smooth, dude.
What you got?
I like this pick.
Okay.
Not only this is a good song, but there's a part in here, and you'll, because we've listened to this many times, and there's just a little subtle horn part. And
does it start with an L?
It does.
Okay. Do you want me to play that version?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Keep talking.
And but there's just certain horn part where it lasts maybe 5 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like, done.
And I remember when you first like showed it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You would like stop the room.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, everybody.
It's so good.
Everybody stop what you're doing.
And it's
like
everybody shut up.
You can't miss this part.
Shut the F up. Settle down.
Yeah.
Listen. So yeah. But number two is Lady and the Tramp.
From the Swingin' Affair album.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the part's coming up pretty soon.
She gets too hungry
for dinner at 8.
Me too.
She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate.
Hit 'em, Nate.
Here it comes.
That's
everybody
why
shut up.
The lady
right
is
here.
A tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons.
I don't know what about it is about that part, man, but it takes me to another lifetime, I guess.
I was going to say, that is almost like a piece of history.
Yeah.
Because you just don't hear
in of itself,
you don't hear stuff like that.
Nope.
Like,
but
great Frank song. Now I want a cigar, so we're going to have to smoke after this.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
My number two?
Mm-hmm.
I almost didn't put this one on just because I didn't want both of my top ones to be so mainstream, but I just can't help it. I just can't help it.
Yeah.
They're my favorite. And so they need to be on my Rushmore. Mm. Sorry, I'm trying to find my playlist that I made for this.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I'm going to do the Sinatra at the Sands version again.
Okay.
Come Fly With Me.
The Sands. is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band.
Woo! I love when he goes, how did all these people get in my room?
Right. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
Obviously a very long intro, but it's really the intro that I need.
How did all these people get in my room? Come fly with me, ooh, we'll fly away.
You get it. You've heard it.
If you can.
You've heard it. It yeah. is.
And even the studio version, right when it. Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
So good.
Come fly with me.
Anyway, that's my number two, brother.
Yep, I like it.
So we're honorables?
Honorables.
Hit me with it.
Luck Be a Lady.
Yeah.
That was so close to being in my top four. But the Chrissie Hynde version.
Yeah.
Wow. Fly Me to the Moon. Rose Colored Glasses.
Yes. Oh, good one.
In the Wee Small Hours.
Great.
Of the morning.
Fantastic.
Then I have, wait, hang on. Then I have a Sinatra and Strings
yes.
section. And from those, I have Come Rain or Come Shine,
mm-hmm.
Misty, and That's All.
Mm.
Which, obviously, that's all. and then with Count Basie, I have Please Be Kind.
Yeah.
Pennies from Heaven.
Yeah.
I Only Have Eyes for You. Learning the Blues.
I love that one.
Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter.
Gonna Sit.
And I Won't Dance.
I Won't Dance.
Now, there's two versions of that.
Well, his and yours?
His and Count Basie.
Okay.
But, I mean, I like them both.
But I'm talking about the straight beat you put to it.
I won't dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the Swingin' Affair version.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's it.
I have so
that's
many.
That's all.
Like.
That's all.
Or nothing at all.
Mm. Mm.
I have too many, so I'm just going to go fast.
Yeah.
You Make Me Feel So Young.
Mm.
I Won't Dance.
Mm.
Nice and Easy Does It.
Oh, yeah.
When You're Smiling, When You're Smiling.
Oh, yeah.
And then the same record, Supposing.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Supposing. Yeah. I. Yeah. Please Be Kind.
Mm.
In the Wee Small Hours. All or Nothing at All. Lady is a Tramp. Theme from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Best is Yet to Come. I mean, all these are just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Luck Be a Lady. All of me, you know, and then three more. I've got A World on the String, The Way You Look Tonight, and My Kind of Town, Chicago.
Nice,
Chicago.
Yes, sir.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
You got to do it with me. The drum roll.
Oh, yeah, recognize my face. There we go.
The number one Frank Sinatra Rushmore. Cooley?
The number one Frank Sinatra Rushmore for me is The Summer Wind.
Oh. Summer Wind.
Came rolling in.
From across the bay?
Sea.
So,
I think. Woo!
Wow!
Summer Wind.
I love it.
One, two, three, four.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Ooh, that organ.
It lingered there.
So here's another horn part.
To touch your hair and walk
right here
with me.
Here.
All summer long,
oh, yeah.
We sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts
And the summer wind.
Let's go.
That's my number one, baby.
Like, I love it. I love it. I would like that's not on my even on my Rushmore, but now that I'm listening to it, that is it's smooth.
You're right.
And it's just
it's so good, bro. Yep. That pocket.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh. All right.
Oh, here we go.
My number one.
JT's number one Frank song
is probably a lot of people's number one, and that's okay.
Okay.
I have to settle with that. I'm not being original here. Mm-hmm. But Fly Me to the Moon. Mm.
Piano.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Can't go wrong.
That melody.
Can't go wrong.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
In other words,
hold my hand.
In other words,
baby, kiss
Forte
me.
Forte Pizza Mill.
Fill my heart with song.
So if you listen to the Sinatra at the Sands, which, by the way, if you haven't noticed, this is my favorite Frank album. Mm-hmm. Introduced to me by you, by the way. And I actually found here locally in an antique store, I found the Sinatra at the Sands ashtray. Obviously, it's for cigarettes.
Dope.
I smoke cigars, but
yeah.
Still.
Just yeah, so cool.
The coolest thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
you found it at a thrift shop?
Yeah.
I thought you bought that mug online.
No, I found it like in Lawrenceville.
Even better. That's awesome.
Why am I not seeing this? Okay.
Oh, does it do on the Sands?
I thought so. I know it.
Where's your vinyl?
maybe he doesn't. I could have swore he did, though. Okay, maybe he doesn't. Never mind then. But that is this.
He does have. He probably does have a live version out there somewhere, right?
Yeah. This, without a doubt. Every time I hear it, I'm just like.
That's good.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah. It probably would have been my number one, but we play it so much.
Yeah.
That it's just kind of like, I mean, it's still amazing and I can still listen to it.
And that's what I had to
come
to terms with.
Yeah.
It's both of my number two, like both of the top two.
Mm-hmm.
Fly Me to the Moon and Come With Me, like, or Come Fly Me. I was like they're so overplayed, but they are my favorite.
They're still good.
You know?
Yeah.
But I do feel good because my number four. It's pretty original, the 5 minutes more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I'm not just doing that to be original. It truly is in my Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Summer Wind was a good one, though.
Summer Wind.
How about let's leave the show with that plan.
What? Oh.
No, not forever.
Yeah.
Like painted
canvas. All right, y'all.
Those days until next nights, week.
We will see you later.
By.
Everybody, have a good week. Frank, we love you.
The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky.
That was the most perfect.
That was awesome.
Then softer than a Piper man, one day it called to you.
It's the Twerk Ethics Show. It's the Twerk Ethics Show.